We reached the field and went bouncing across the edge of the alfalfa until we came to the spot where Slim and Lover had plowed up some ground and planted the watermelons. We all got out and walked to the scene of the crime. I went right to work sniffing for clues. It didn't take long. All the evidence was there. Coon tracks, coon scent, and a number of trashed watermelons. Loper shook his head.
Dadgum coons! One more night of this and we can forget about Sally Mae's new couch.
Slim shifted his toothpick over to the other side of his mouth and squinted off into the distance. I hate getting beat by a bunch of thieving raccoons. It kindly sours my whole attitude.
So, what do you reckon?
I reckon, Slim hitched up his pants, that me and the dog just might camp out here and do some coon patrol. Loper shook his head.
You don't need to do that, Slim. This watermelon business is kind of a deal between me and Sally Mae.
Yep. But after that headless cowboy prank I pulled on her and the dogs, I need something to get back on her good side. Loper chuckled.
Yeah, you kind of stepped into a bear trap there.
I've always had a way with the women. Me and Hank. His eyes swung around to, well, to me, you might say. I can always depend on Hank to back me up in the goof-off department.
Loper went over to one of the melons that hadn't been damaged and thumped it several times. He listened to the sound made by each thump.
My guess is that they need to ripen for another day or two. What do you think?
Slim thumped the melon and listened. I think that I never could learn much by thumping a watermelon. But the insides of that one there, he pointed to one of the busted melons, tells me that you might be right.
Well, if you don't mind camping out, I know Sally Mae would appreciate it. Can you stay awake all night?
Slim's gaze swung around to me. Nope, I'm pretty sure I can't. But if these dogs will bark a warning to wake me up, I think we can make it work.
Loper frowned at me and grumbled something under his breath. I wagged my tail and gave him my most confident cowdog smile.